Phoneboy Speaks, episode 813, No Apple Watch for Me.
Are y'all excited about the Apple Watch? Well, supposedly today, at least today as this goes out, our friends at Apple are probably going to announce the actual ship date for this mythical unicorn that everybody seems to want. And there's been a lot of things in the, you know, I guess in that same space, right? I mean, you look at the Pebble, I think, is one of the first ones that came into that space. And now the Pebble is actually, you know, multi-platform, and it's one of the only ones I think that has been. Well, I guess Microsoft's thing, which I haven't even heard about Microsoft's band or whatever that they came out with since it first launched. There's been almost no marketing push for it that I can see. And then of course you've got Android Wear, which is, you know, which again, I have no interest in because I don't have an Android phone. And, you know, the Apple Watch is just too darn expensive for what I think it can do. Now, Apple could surprise me and it could come out and do something really cool, but is it worth $349? Probably not. Right. There's a certain, you know, I like things that save me time and save me money and make certain things easier for me. But $349 is a lot of money to spend on anything. And I just not seeing myself spending that kind of money on if I'm going to spend that kind of money, it's going to be a phone. It's not going to be a watch, right? I mean, that's, think about it. The cost of the average iPhone is, you know, unsubsidized is, you know, like $700-$800, right? The entry level Apple Watch is $349. And of course they're going to have the ones with precious metals and it's going to be even more expensive. And oh my God, I can't even tell you just how much speculation and wanking there's been on, you know, speculating on how high the high end on this thing is going to be. And, you know, you put some precious metals on the thing. Yeah. It's going to end up costing more money and that's fine. I mean, and there are going to be people that like watches and B have that kind of money to pay. And if, you know, Apple's kind of stupid not to go after those people because Apple's always been a high end product anyway. But in any case, I just don't see any interest for me acquiring one of these things. I mean, I'm having a hard time even thinking about how I'd want something on my wrist anyway. That's, you know, I might as well just carry my phone if I'm going to do that. And you know, I mean, to me, right, there's people that keep saying that, you know, wearables are going to be the next big thing. I'm just not seeing it yet. I mean, not to say that it won't happen, but humans are bad at predicting the future. Fine. But, and I like that people are trying, but I just don't know that it's going to be something that like my wife would ever do. Right. I mean, that's just, there's a certain point at which no matter what you do, that it's only going to be for the tech douchebags or the insanely rich or the combination of the two. And I'm sure there's a intersection of tech douchebags and people that have lots of money. So, Apple's smart to go after them and maybe the Apple Watch will usher in a new era or whatever, but I'm just not there yet, and so I'm going to wait and see. I'm certainly not. You know, it's not like I buy the first Apple product that comes out. I usually wait for the second or third one, and only if I see some use for it. And so here we are, a few hours after this podcast goes out, you'll Apple will make their announcement, and we'll release iOS 8.2 and da 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 da, you can come to the judgment for yourself. But I just cannot see anything that Apple's going to announce tomorrow that's going to make me want to rush out and get an iWatch or whatever you want to, whatever. I guess it's the Apple Watch, right? I just don't see myself getting one of these like ever, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.